Daily Manna from the Torah by Dr. Katriel Blad. Parasha Re'eh, Observe. Week 47, Second Aliyah. Then to the place the Lord your God will choose as a dwelling for his name, there you are to bring everything I command you, your burnt offerings and sacrifices, your tithes and special gifts, and all the choice possessions you have vowed to the Lord. And there rejoice before the Lord your God, you, your sons and daughters, your men servants, your maid servants, and the Levites from your towns who have no allotment or inheritance of their own. Deuteronomy 12, verses 11 and 12. Can a sacrifice produce joy? The Eternal wishes that his people learn to go up to the temple and come before him and bring him offerings. He wants the place of his presence to be a place of happiness and enjoyment. That's why there are not only offerings given completely to the service of the Eternal, but also in part, so that the remainder of it may be eaten with the family rejoicing at the table before the Eternal. There is fullness of joy in the Lord's presence, Psalm 16:11. Pleasing sacrifices are those that come from joyful tears. A sacrifice offered with sadness and grief is not pleasing. The one who can't enjoy giving his offering is not showing his appreciation for the Eternal. The one who doesn't appreciate and love him feels that offerings are a burden and cause of sadness. Love is shown by giving. That's why the one who loves gives, and the one who doesn't love doesn't like giving either. The one who loves the Eternal gives him the offerings, and that produces joy because love rejoices. The one who can't rejoice in giving offerings needs to check his heart and surrender it to the Eternal, to stop living for himself and to stop fearing and doubting divine provision. The one who lives for himself can't feel the real happiness found in giving. There are those who give in order to receive, thinking that the one who sows also reaps. But even if it's true that the one who sows also reap if done correctly, that attitude is not the best regarding giving to the Eternal. We don't give in order to receive. We give because we want to obey and express our love by giving. However, if we believe in the promise that the Eternal is not going to abandon us, if we give from what we have, and that he is going to bless what remains after the tithes, then we can calmly trust in divine provision regarding our finances. But we don't give in order to receive. That attitude is truly childish. It is more blessed to give than to receive. Acts 20, verse 35. Blessings and Shalom.